Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 17 up to 26. Johannesburg 15, 24. Polokwane 17, 28.
On the roads in Parktown, there's been a collision on the M1 North before the Oxford Road exit, causing queuing traffic there. A stationary vehicle causing disruption to the traffic as well in four ways on the N1 South after the Rivonia Road exit.
In your sport headlines, India 133 for 3 as they chased down 229 against Bangladesh, and Dan Sheehan set to captain Ireland against Wales in the Six Nations this weekend.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has welcomed foreign ministers to the first G20 meeting under South Africa's presidency. He warned that various issues are worsening global instability. This now is geopolitical tensions, rising intolerance, climate change, and food and energy insecurity. While major powers in the G20 remain divided on solutions, Ramaphosa says collaboration is essential.
These challenges are interconnected. They require responses that are inclusive and responses that should be well coordinated through various forums such as the G20.
And the special investigating unit responded to a judgment that rendered contracts of more than 600 million rand as unlawful and invalid. It has to do with the refurbishment of the AngloGold Ashanti Hospital in Carletonville, which should have provided additional beds for COVID-19 patients during the pandemic. Here's SIU spokesperson Kaiser Khanyago.
All lease agreement extensions or amendment were found to be unconstitutional and illegal. The appointment of 11 professional service providers for the hospital renovation was deemed unlawful due to non-compliance with procurement requirements.
And we return to the budget speech that was postponed to March yesterday after disagreement over a VAT increase of 2%. The question now is, if not from VAT increases, where will the government get the money that it needs? Kusatu says the government should intensify its tax collection mandate. Here's spokesperson Matthew Parks.
Investing in the South African Revenue Service to boost its capacity to enforce compliance with existing tax laws, so that before we start adding new taxes, we need to improve our collection of existing taxes. If you don't do that, what you end up doing is just punish those who comply with the law and to reward those who don't.
Economist Davi Ruet, however, believes that VAT is the only viable tax increase that's left.
Other taxes are just not available anymore. Personal income taxes and company taxes have all been maxed out. There are some smaller taxes, but they are not nearly enough to fill that gap.
And in Mpumalanga, a former Kruger National Park ranger appeared in the Skukuza Magistrates Court for his alleged part in rhino poaching in 2016. The defense team have argued that the evidence against their client, Rodney Landela, could have been contaminated. Mangaliso Kumalo filed this report.
Two experts have testified about DNA results as well as fingerprints and handwriting analysis. The court heard that the handwriting in some of the evidence bags that were collected at the scene was different. There were also some bags that were not sealed. This has led the defense to claim that the evidence that was collected had been tampered with. To date, over 19 witnesses have taken the stand in the matter. The matter has been rolled over to tomorrow. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in the Kruger National Park.
And I'm Malina Fischer. More news at 6.
All the music you love. All the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station,
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.